We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Hawk and Crowder, will make your drive home a banger. Tune in at 2 as Mark and Channing cover it all and more on AM 790 FM 104.3 H2 The Ticket, a radio.com sports station. Reggie Evans, so offended. It's crazy. Texter says, my question to him would have been, how does it feel for you to be lied to after the league was named after the Big Three, after the Heat's Big Three? Why is he so upset?
I don't know. He did seem to get... like, rather unusually upset over.
Is it just because Reggie Evans is like career journeyman and he's just happy that like he's the leader of something?
I mean, it's only two other guys
on the floor. Yeah, right. I think what is the team? Probably like six people. How many people are on a Big Three team? I think it's six.
It is six. Yeah.
So I don't know. It was just weird to me, man. It was strange. So if you guys haven't been into the NFL, the biggest story, of course, is Antonio Brown. And this idea that he's not with the Oakland Raiders right now because he has some helmet issue, which, first of all, Leroy, you could shed some light on this. I didn't know that you get to keep your helmet. I know that this is this particular model, but I find it – did he take this model from Pittsburgh? I found it strange that like he was even able to get an old version. Because how often do you switch helmets over your career?
It used to be different teams use different brands or different styles, but they all carried all the different styles. So you could get whichever one, you know, you liked or whichever was the
now,
most
did your helmets? Did your helmet match your pads? Just really big? I'm just asking.
Dude, everybody was wearing giant shoulder pads.
No, I've watched a lot of NFL films. I've never seen anybody like you.
Nay.
Back in those days?
No.
Absolutely.
Let's do some comparisons.
Pull up somebody.
Dude, you looked so armored up like you were ready to go take Troy. That's the amount of pads you had.
I'm telling you.
Give me a year. Give me a year that you wore the big pads.
91.
Okay. Yeah. Go find 1991 any running back.
Right.
And see Christian what they're Okoye. Rocking. See what they're rocking.
Pull up Christian Okoye.
I'm pulling up who I want.
But speaking of running backs, so the story's going on with Antonio
Barry
Brown.
Barry Sanders had pretty big pads.
I'm telling you.
Let me see.
That's not the same.
Because he's tiny.
He was a munchkin. Nah, that's not the same.
Come on.
Thurman Thomas didn't.
Let me see.
Normal pads. Hall of Famer.
Crazy. But speaking of running backs, you guys want O.J. Simpson's thoughts on the whole Antonio Brown controversy?
Oh, I mean, there's nothing more I could possibly want right now.
Juice has got it.
Does he start off with the line? Hello, Twitter
what
world.
What do you think?
Yours truly.
You know, I just watched, I just went, when I was at O.J.'s page this morning and I was watching this video, he has like, you got this bio that he has on his Twitter account is so great. If you didn't see it here, I didn't say it. My favorite thing about the OJ videos, though, is like the scenery of it. So like he's given his takes. He's
just
got
random spots
in his house. He's got the golf club on there. So is he practicing his swing? What is he doing? He's just like, hold on, fire up the camera.
Who's taking the pictures?
I don't know. I don't think we've ever known who is his camera guy. Some guy that's probably his go-to gopher or something like that.
AC still alive?
I don't think AC, no. AC almost took a lot of heat for that.
Yeah. Here's OJ.
Hey, Twitter world. Yours truly.
Of course.
Well, I see where Antonio Brown is threatening to quit if they force him to wear this new mandated helmet. Now, I'm from the generation that's been suffering from this CTE, so I understand what the league is trying to say. Look. The man is making $50 million over the next 3 years. And if he don't play, he might have to give back that $19 million signing bonus. Now, I live in Las Vegas. I would love to see Antonio Brown play. I think he's one of the greatest receivers that has ever played football. But if you're telling me he's willing to give up that kind of money because of the style of ailment, look, you don't want to go to training camp? Don't go. But giving up that money because of the ailment, I call BS. I'm just saying. Take care.
Oh, man.
He's so not self-aware.
Can't get one past the juice.
Hey.
Al Cowan. Al Cowan's still with us, so he could be in the video. Could be the video guy.
I'm going to say no. I feel like he's pulled enough favors.
Nah.
I think AC, like, just call me Juice. My boy, just call me.
Hey, Twitter world. Listen, as I was practicing my golf swing, I decided I got to get my thoughts out on Antonio Brown.
It's just random. I got something to say. Cameraman, hit it. Hey, Twitter world, you're truly.
But this is the thing I'm saying. The one thing I miss, and I can't wait for, I know it's going to happen, man. I'm waiting for, because we got the debate shows on here all the time. Right. And half the time the topics are, when there's not something of real substance, someone said this. Your thoughts on what they said. I'm waiting for them to say, OJ calls BS on Antonio Brown. Your thoughts. Right. When does it get to that point? Because does he have a million followers yet on social media? Feels like he's getting close.
Yeah, let me look.
He has 874,000 followers on Twitter.
Right. Just, you know what's amazing?
That's a big Twitter world.
Just getting all those philosophical axioms.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should be just doing random stuff and just stop and go, hey, Twitter world. Just like, holy smokes.
I don't even understand.
Calling BS.
How does he get through these mentions? How? The way you're holding that golf club makes me nervous, Juice. How do you exist in this social media sphere?
I mean, I was up all night because QAM was off the air for most of the night.
Why? Can I have a question?
Yeah.
You always talk about how much work you do, yet you never get nothing done.
I don't understand what that has to do with what I just said.
You're always saying you're up all night. I was up all night because of this issue.
No, I wasn't up all night trying to fix the issue. I was up all night because I get notifications every time one of the stations goes off the air.
Right.
So, and I have my phone on just in case. Right. So when a station goes off the air every 20 minutes, it goes ding, ding, because I get an email and a text.
There's a Twitter account, SpongeBob Facts, and it hits OJ with SpongeBob Fact. SpongeBob is calling BS on a certain trial that occurred in the 90s, OJ.
SpongeBob Facts?
He's getting mocked by a cartoon.
No, so anyway, so I was up in the middle of the night, and I just went on Twitter to see what was going on. And Zaslow threw out a question to the audience, like, hey, what do you think of the new lineup of the ticket? And I started going into those mentions, and I was just like, whoa, where do some of these people come from? Meanwhile, OJ having to deal with SpongeBob calling him out.
Yep.
Twitter's a harsh place.
It's going to be hard to get boxed in by SpongeBob.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right, so there's a couple of breaking news stories. One local, which is the Panthers have announced that Roberto Luongo will become the first player in Panthers franchise history to have his jersey number retired.
Sick.
That will be on March 7th, 2020.
That's awesome.
Mark your date against the Montreal Canadiens.
Oh, nice, man. That's well-deserved, obviously.
Obviously.
So good for...
He was there
at the poker tournament.
Yeah, he was playing next to Moeller.
Was he bow-legged?
Yeah. I felt like he was a little bit better suited this time. It looked like he's got those fresh retirement legs.
You know, yeah, that's retirement. That retirement straightens everything up.
All right. Also, the NFL has just ruled that they're going to allow real-time data being sent to casinos and gambling entities.
What does that mean?
Ooh.
You can have in-game betting.
Yeah, exactly, which is going to lead to basically, you're going to be able to, like, you know, if you're at the Las Vegas stadium where the Raiders are playing, like, just walk into the concourse and bet on the 4th and 3.
In week max.
By the way.
What did Tony Romo just be like 100-0 on that? You know, he'd be making the money betting on the plays.
By the way.
Yep.
You know who owns that software?
AAF guy?
The AAF guy.
Oh.
He bought.
Oh, yeah, that was the end, right?
That was the thing. Right. So he didn't care if the league made it. He wanted this software.
No dummy.
Right.
No dummy.
Hmm.
What else you got, man?
All right, so the Marlins split the series with the Braves.
Yep.
We know that. They lost 5-4 yesterday. Tough loss.
Saturday night was a party.
It was down four runs. Fun, man.
Yeah. Big crowd.
Big crowd. You got yourself a little walk-off win. Martin Prado coming there. Starlin Castro. Oh, my God.
He gets hot right after the trade deadline.
What is that?
Figures.
I mean, happy that he's doing well for the Marlins.
Very happy.
But what is that? Starlin Castro, as soon as the deadline passes, and he's like, not leaving Miami? And he wanted to leave. Like, immediately as soon as he got traded here in the Stan trade, he's like,
Things change.
You should know that more than anybody. You change your mind all the time.
No, I don't. I'm very steadfast in my ways, man. What are you talking about?
Marlins are off tonight. The Star Series with the Dodgers tomorrow at Marlins Park. The other news, the Dolphins have taken a couple days off. Now they're going to head to Tampa for a little JP, joint practices.
Try revenge.
Before, it's not a try revenge for Fitzpatrick.
Adam Beasley disagrees on all of my points.
Yes.
Question.
They play the Bucks on Friday night preseason game number 2.
You see this headline?
What?
Dak Prescott turned down $30 million a year?
Yeah, supposedly like all three of those guys got huge offers that would have made them top 5 paid guys. But none of them have signed yet. Him, Cooper, and Zeke.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of football, Antonio Brown doesn't like his helmet. May not play. Who knows?
Oh, look. He said they don't certify equipment that's older than 10 years.
No, he got a grandfathered year. Like they were supposed to get rid of it last year, but I think him and like 5 other guys were able to keep their helmets for 1 extra year, right. And Antonio refuses to give up the helmet. It just seems like a weird. The whole story seems weird to me. Like I'm kind of with Juice. Like, I don't buy it. It feels like there's something else there.
There's a comfort thing to playing with certain equipment, though. I don't know how much of it. Like, if you were playing a position that was getting hit on every play,
mm-hmm.
Well, how many times is he really going to get hit?
I think it was – I don't even think it's a protection
thing. Weight thing.
I think he said a vision thing. Like, he didn't like how the vision was in the new helmets. But I know – I think a bunch of receivers have come out and said, like, no, I think the vision's better. I mean, obviously, everybody's eyes are different. But,
right.
Yeah, man, it's I think the thing that's frustrating if you are an AB fan is that he's so damn good, but there's always a thing. And
always.
There's just always a thing.
We've had athletes like that in our time.
Yeah.
Always something, right? What do you do? The talent better exceed the headache. Otherwise,
which it seems like it is, because John Gruden's like, listen, man, I got plays for him. I just want him out here because I got plays.
No, you know what that is. See, now I'm going to show you how to read into things.
Oh, really?
Right. He's supporting AB, but he's dangling a carrot. Big things for AB. Going to be a star.
Ah.
Right? Ooh, you got plays for me? That's right.
Intrigued.
Because how many wide receivers get plays for them? They just usually just get open in the context of the play.
No, I mean, look, I saw like Derek Carr this weekend was saying like he is the hardest worker I've ever seen on a football field. He sprints through everything on a field. So the Oakland Raiders are doing everything they can to keep the AB ego really, really filled up.
Right.
But, I mean, the idea that you've had an off season right now where you have frostbite in your feet and you don't like the helmet?
Yeah, that's a double whammy.
What are you supposed to do?
When football season starts and they announce the starting lineup, AB will be out there.
You don't think he's going to retire? There's no shot?
He's not retiring.
Here, let me explain to you how it works.
Okay.
It's all fun and games till you have to give money back.
Yeah, correct.
Like OJ said.
Yeah.
I get you.
So we're agreeing with OJ?
I guess we kind of are.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
what a morning.
That's what we go to. Hey, to the world.
Hey, to the world.
It's yours truly.
We should just drive around our neighborhood here and just stop and get out and go, hey, to the world. Yours truly.
He's probably trademarked it already.
He can't trademark nothing.
That's a fair point.
He doesn't have very much legal ground to stand on.
Bringing that legal team back. And some of them are dead.
What?
Yeah, the two of them are. Two of them are dead. So I'm starting to get the legal team back. That's what I said. You guys.
Minus one for confusing me.
I mean, what just happened?
I understood. You don't have to get minus one. I understood.
Was that a Robert Kardashian, Johnny Cochran dead thing?
Yeah. No, he said you can get the team back together, the legal team. He said a couple of them are dead, though.
Like the dream team?
Yeah, the dream team.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Robert Shapiro's still out there.
Take your point back.
Legal Zoom. And last but not least, the Canes had a scrimmage in which it looks like Jaren Williams will be the quarterback. No one looked good in the first half. He looked good in the second half.
No,
offensive line stinks. But most importantly, our journalist extraordinaire, really our senior reporter, Brennan Tobin, has done the Instagram reporting. And Tobin is reporting, not sourced
to get on the crawl,
but just Tobin is reporting that Jaren Williams will be the Miami Hurricanes starting quarterback based on Instagram.
Yep, without a shadow of a doubt. If you look, you guys can do it yourself. I'm not cracking nuggets here. Like, if you want to just go do the journalism yourself, you go look at Jaren Williams' Instagram post, Tate Martell's Instagram post, and Nikosi Perry's Instagram post. You tell me you can't tell who the starter is. It's pretty obvious. It's all out there. It's all there.
16 to nothing.
No. No, the defense was good this week, man. Why can't it be like 30 to nothing?
You're like,
why? Can we negotiate?
There's going to be some pick sixes and some fumbles inside the red zone. And the Gators are going to get easy walking.
What if the Canes get a pick six?
They're playing a big time game. They're not playing Bethune. Sorry, Fonz.
Gators had 37 sacks last year.
Yeah, they're going to have 37 in the one game.
Boys, guess who's back?
Guess who's back? Who's that?
Our boy Masvidal. Our boy Masvidal.
It's not even funny.
That was funny.
I will say this. Listen. Hey, sales staff, if you're listening, if McDonald's does bring the McRib back, I will give in to this Leroy thing.
Oh, God.
For money.
Hey, let me tell you. Whatever the stomach pills you take when you eat something that may or may, keep it with you, man.
But anyway, our boy Jorge Masvidal back in rare form this weekend.
Okay,
back in rare form. He went out. He went to a microphone with a fire hose because he was hosing him down. That's next. Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin Leroy Beast here with you. We take you till 10. We are throwing at the dartboard of doom after today's show. Very excited about that.
Can I just once again plug Riptide Music Festival in Fort Lauderdale Beach, powered by Ford, has been announced to be occurring November 23rd and 24th. Further information, the full lineup, or at least the lineup will start to be announced next Monday at 8 a.m.
Beautiful.
And I already know some of the acts, and this is
the biggest one yet?
I think the headliner is going to bring down the entire world.
Really?
Yeah.
You said the 23rd and the 24th?
Yeah.
I believe the 23rd, look at the schedule right now, that's when Miami plays at FIU at Marlins Park, the 23rd.
That is correct.
In case anyone's cross-referencing.
I was excited about this. I didn't know this weekend. Maybe some other people do, but I don't keep the pulse on FIU football like most people. But you know this Maurice Alexander? He's like their star wide receiver. You know,
at one point he's a quarterback. Yeah.
You know what his nickname is? Beast. That's a question.
No.
Hard time.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That is awesome. I love that. This guy is my new favorite player.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because of his nickname. Hard time.
What?
That's a great nickname.
Okay.
That's a great nickname. Why are you giving me the looks?
The Beast. I mean,
bro, get out of here.
Whatever.
Get out of here with that.
Just saying.
Minus one.
No hard time slander on here. That's a great nickname. Go pause up. Pause up.
Oh, well, we are the flagship station for FIU football.
Bet you
catch
we are.
Every single game right here.
So you guys know we love Jorge Masvidal, well, except Robbie. Robbie doesn't like the fact that he broke our dump button one time. Well, in fairness, I think the dump button was broken when he was on.
Yeah,
that was years ago. That was in the past. And I've been jockeying for this guy to get a title shot, especially after, you know, getting the flying knee on Ben Askren and being in that position where I thought you got a record-breaking knockout, Leroy. You win. You should be in. But it looks like it's going to Colby Covington. So the other thing, when I think the last time we heard from Jorge was on Lebatard's show, and he said, well, then I want to fight Conor McGregor.
Right.
And so Dana White was like, no ultimatums, no ultimatums. So the other thing that's going on right here is there's this guy, Leon Edwards, all right? He's a bloke. He's a bloke. And he's the guy that Jorge Masvidal went during his interview and popped him right in the face. Like, during the interview, this Leon Edwards was jawing at him from the sidelines, and Masvidal goes right up to him, give him the old three-piece and a soda right in the dude's face. Then he had to get the hell out of Britain. Otherwise, he could have been arrested. I don't know what goes on in a British jail. Could be some bad news, man. You don't want to be in that situation.
It's a Western country. I don't think it's that bad.
I thought Sweden was cool. And then you read those reports with ASAP Rocky. I was shook.
I mean, compared to, you know, some other place.
Story of my life right here. This video.
Why?
Buffering.
I know, man. Why does this always happen? Like, there should be no buffering in a new building.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
And then skip right over.
By the way, here we go.
Boop, 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 boop. So he hit him three times, right? So here's the thing. So Leon Edwards wasn't a big contender, right?
Right. Now he is.
But he won himself some fights.
Right.
So Masvidal's like, I ain't fighting this guy. What are you talking about? I'm on the verge of a title shot. I don't want to go fight this bloke over. I've already taken care of one bloke. I knocked him out right in the middle of Liverpool. This is the problem though with Jorge Masvidal. All right, and Beast, you're gonna like this because I know you like anybody who just talks bleep. You like a real beef when it comes to
fights.
Correct.
Yeah.
So Masvidal is holding court at UFC Uruguay, which was this weekend, and
he just travels over there.
I think they pay guys to be like a guest fighter, and you get some dough, and you sign some autographs and stuff like that. But they start asking about this Leon Edwards, who's saying this. Leon Edwards is claiming that Masvidal is turning down fights with him, and he's calling him a coward. And Masvidal's like, listen, man, I'm not turning down fights with you. Here's the thing: I don't want to fight you because I want to fight for the title. You know, I'm not punching down. But now he goes on this rant, and you're kind of going to be interested in watching him fight Leon Edwards.
Leon Edwards is saying that you're turning down fights with him. Is that accurate? Did the UFC reach out to you?
The UFC hasn't put a contract in front of my face with Leon's anything because they know we're not about petty shit. I'm only looking up. When they first offered me to fight in England, I said, who's the best guy that I could get my hands on over there? And they said, Till. And I said, that's him. Let's do it. And what did I do? I got in a f***ing plane. I went over there and gave it all I had. I fight. I like to fight, you know. Leon then was still is, in my opinion. I'm going to kick his ass. It's not going to be on his terms or whenever the he wants it. It'll always be on mine. And that's what bothers him so much inside. He's got to look at this interview where people are going to call him and tell him, you're f***ing nobody. I run the show. You listen to me. When I say I'm going to kick your f***ing ass, I'll kick your f***ing ass. And I'm going to get paid now. Like I said, 16 years I've been chasing this dream of getting the belt. You think I'm going to let some bug like this guy even slightly throw me off my road, my destiny towards my greatness, towards the belt? I'm gonna get the belt and I'm gonna eliminate him off the face of the earth. I'm gonna wipe the floor with that guy. It's gonna happen. I swear to you, it's gonna happen. It's just not gonna be on his terms.
Wow.
So now you wanna see the fight.
Wow!
Let's go!
Hey!
See, that's the problem.
Hey, but guess what? Here's...
Yeah,
here's the amazing.
Leroy has a rule though.
The amazing thing about that. If you thought he was gonna humble down to get a title fight, you're wrong. Cause the last guy, he knocked out in 2 seconds. So now you're getting full Masvidal.
Yep.
Full.
Like Leroy.
Come on.
Oh yeah, he mentioned Ben Askren too, because Ben Askren is saying that he should thank him for all the fame that he's gotten off of the knee, and here's what Masvidal had to say about that.
Oh,
Ben Askren is saying that you should thank him for yeah. putting you in this position. Do you agree? Would you thank him?
I don't know. To thank him, that I thank everybody that stepped in and fight, so he could get the general thank you. But he didn't do nothing for me. I did everything for that moment. That moment was me doing that, you know? That's not the first time I knocked somebody out with a flying knee. It won't be the last either. And it was at the right time, at the best possible scenario. So in a way, yeah, I guess thanks to Ben's chin for being in collision with my f***ing knee. So thank you to your f***ing chin, Ben.
I thought he was going to have one clip where he's going to be clean the whole time.
No.
Hey, wait.
That's not a thing, Robbie.
If he had a soundbite where he didn't cuss, somebody would ask him if he was sick.
Yeah. We'd question his sanity.
Oh, right. Yeah. Like, what did they do with Masvidal? He was then asked one more time about the Leon Edwards thing because, you know, people
want to annoy him.
They got themselves a fish right now, and right. And they got one on the hook, and of course he's going to continue just basically eliminating Leon Edwards from the earth.
He has been winning kind of a lot. He's been pretty dumb.
I'm so happy that he's winning, and I'm so happy that maybe somebody might think that he's a fight worthy, because everybody was saying Ben is an amazing fighter before I fought him and all this grappling stuff. But after a 5-second disaster, saying he was overrated. I want him to say the same thing. I'm going to beat Leon so bad, they're going to say the same about him. They're going to say he's overrated. Oh. And there's not one bone in my body. There's not nothing in my body that is not agreeing with what I'm saying. I'm going to murder that guy when we fight. He's a scrub. You are a scrub, Leon, and you know it. And the fight will take place when the I say so. So sit there and eat that words. Oh. Don't break that guy's face, man. Interviews are over, man. You guys got me all hyped up.
Man.
Hey, now.
See, like, hey, this is the problem.
There is nobody that says he's a bum better than this guy.
I'm still. When is this happening? What's going
on? I don't know, man. It's not. Like, I wanted
it can't
him to,
be soon enough.
This is the thing. Like, I wanted him to fight for the title, or I wanted him to fight McGregor, but now I wanted to go break that guy's face.
Right.
Can we do it down at the American Airlines Arena? Can we do this already, Dana? I asked you, Dana. This is the opportunity, all right? If you're going to screw him out of a title shot and you're too scared to put him up against Conor McGregor, do us a favor. Take him and put Masvidal against this bloke. Put it over at the American Airlines Arena, and let's do that.
When you get more of a following if you did it in England?
No, we already did it in England.
Yeah, they already fought
enough
there.
Enough of England.
No,
I'm so sick of England.
Give me the 305.
Here's what you do. You have Masvidal Edwards wherever you want, not here. But then, let's say Covington gets the title, and then Masvidal is up next, and they got Masvidal Covington here at the American Airlines Arena. That's where you save your bullets.
How many people can fit in that new Hard Rock Center?
10?
Yeah,
10.
That's not big enough. So I see Amber walking around.
Yeah.
Giving you evil stares, by the way. Although, interesting enough, evidently they played, you know, that game that everyone, the Mary Bleep Kill game.
Right.
Well, evidently Amber did that with our morning show.
Mm.
Obviously, I was killed because, I mean, that would just, I mean.
That's just how it's going
to
go.
But, wanted to marry you, which means bleeping Leroy.
Mm.
I can see that.
So the texter brings up, wouldn't you want to marry Leroy because he's got the cash?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Nah.
I mean, he does have
that's not how that works.
He does have a waterfall. It's kind of cool. God, that was such a good press conference. I need a cigarette after that.
But it's amazing because Dana White tries to play it close to the vest.
Right.
But you have to know he talks as much trash as they do.
No, oh, yeah, 100%.
He just doesn't fight.
That's why you got to smooth talk him.
Right, like
you can't just run up on Dana White. You got to know how to like
Dana,
stroke the ego Dana, of Dana White.
Dana.
And that's what journalists do.
Dana.
Journalists go to Dana White and they're like, "Listen, Dana, what did you think about the crowd here? Do you think it was okay and all that stuff?" And it's just like,
Dana, what are your impressions of the South Florida crowd tonight? It's been a while since you guys have been here.
That's how you do it.
I gotta tell you.
That's how you journalist.
If I was there with you, I would just look in shock. It's like, who was that?
That was me being a journalist.
Really?
Yes. That's me getting answers.
Every time I've gone to a press conference with you, you're like, uh-oh, looks like some action.
Yeah.
That's not the guy.
Well, MMA press conferences are much different than boxing. Boxing ones are kind of like they're all up there. They're all going to talk their piece, and then the fighters go, and that's when things break loose.
It takes too long to get to the fighters, man.
I'm telling you.
Preach.
Telling me.
Too long.
Crazy. Okay. We got a new Dartboard of Doom coming up.
Sure.
We got to unveil that. We got other stuff to get to. Football stuff. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you.
Somebody said I'm loud.
Who? Outside Jade.
Just in general.
Oh, Jade's here.
Yeah. They're right here in front of our building.
Moved in on Friday.
Everybody's here in our building. The only people that are here is 96 and Pop and Kiss.
Texter writes in, how long to before Masvidal starts calling Dana a bum? He probably already has to his face. Just not to a microphone yet. I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, that's usually what they do. They try to use the tactics to get Dana White to...
Of course.
Right.
So, I don't know if you guys saw this, but did you see this this LSU player who bulked up 60 pounds by carrying bricks in the backpack?
Wait! Please let me... Bricks of what?
Bricks.
Of what?
Bricks. Like construction bricks. That's how I read the story. Like your standard...
As opposed to what?
Red bricks.
Like bricks of Xanax?
Bricks of something, because just carrying bricks ain't going to get you that swole.
That's what he said.
Edrin James got swole carrying watermelons. Seriously. In a farm in Immokalee. That's what he did.
A farm... Hard labor
yes.
all day.
Yes, that's
not just walking around with a backpack of bricks. He throwing watermelons around for a whole summer.
You call shenanigans on that?
Yep. What?
No way.
Think.
So what do you think it is?
If you believe something that ridiculous, let's
really
put a brick in our backpack. You think you gonna get swole? You gonna gain 60 pounds by putting a couple of bricks in your backpack?
All right, brick backpacks going on Darkport of Doom.
No.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
Guy said all white bricks. That's right.
Yeah,
well, what's inside those bricks?
If the story was based down here, I would have believed that.
Really?
Yeah, you know us. We're the capital.
Are you kidding me?
What's the craziest training method you've seen to get swole?
To get swole, there is no substitute for caloric intake or juice.
Hey, whoa.
Whoa, where are you going?
You think
with that?
Ed Orgeron allows his players to juice, sir? No way. No?
I want my player out there. I want them all natural.
Do you understand?
Do you think Ed Orgeron is not on something?
No way. No,
do you
no way.
Understand how hard it is to gain 60 pounds in the summer while working out?
Well, I did find it suspicious that.
Were you working out?
Oh, that's a key
okay.
Part.
Thank you.
I did find it suspicious that the media guy lists the player at 260, and then the piece said, "Well, he's actually 280." So they're really trying to undersell how much it was.
Did they weigh him with the backpack on?
I don't know. I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
By the way, tomorrow's a big day, Robbie. I don't know if you know this, but today. 3 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
NBA schedule release, which means...
Oh, what?
Tomorrow is our favorite game
yes!
of the season. That's a win.
Oh, yeah.
That's a loss.
Yes.
NBA style, baby.
Yes, all 82. Right. All 82 and games Leroy, are going down.
Leroy, we got 4 hours now. We're going to perfectly break this down. 20 games an hour. It's going to be great.
Oh, this is going to be glorious.
It's going to be fantastic.
This is going to be amazing. 3 o'clock today. It's so
by
good.
The way, yeah. Shout out to the Miami Heat. They pulled the funny. They pulled a funny. Did you see that they?
That Goran voice?
Yeah. Did you see that they made fun of their? Because last year was a disaster.
Oh, correct.
Because the Heat just kept big things coming, big announcement, and we're like, oh, all right, baby. What is going on today?
Yeah, Robbie, can we have a moment of your time?
Are you all right?
Yeah. What's the situation in there?
Keep getting
because like random sound just keeps playing.
Yeah, the sound from before was playing, and I forgot to take it off multiple times. And I said to myself, "I'm not gonna do it again. I'm not gonna do it again." And I did it again.
Why'd you shut the pot off?
Well, I need it for to play sounds. I needed to be able to do like something like this.
Anyway, so they put here we go again tomorrow 3 p.m. ish in parentheses because our schedule release was so well done last year. Like they had to apologize last year because they bleeped it up so bad.
Yeah, that was that
and
was,
they never screw
was,
up.
That was rough.
That's the thing that was so odd about it is the Heat never like when it comes to promotion and marketing, they never miss the mark.
Yeah, they're tight.
And when it came to like this giant announcements for the schedule release, yeah, people and by the way, we didn't even know Dwayne Wade was coming back, I think, when it was released at that point.
Right.
So we're like what
so we thinking this it could like, be a number of things.
Yeah, we're like, well, what could it be? Vice jerseys, new vice because there were rumors of new vice jerseys. What could it be? And that's what they hit us with. We were like, oh, so good for the Heat for having some fun with that. But that's a win. That's a loss tomorrow. All right, boys. After the show today, we're going downstairs. It is time. We have to throw at the new dartboard of doom. Well, I do. Here's what's on it. All right.
Okay. What do you got?
All right. We have. The Bobrovsky, which is you have to dress like Sergei Bobrovsky in this Instagram photo.
Don't say you, it's you.
Well, no, I mean,
you say
no.
Say you and whoever lands
it
in
it. It could pass on to somebody else if I don't land on it.
Right.
So the Bobrovsky, you have to dress in a toga with that weird Russian hat, drink a cup of coffee right down there at the office kitchen.
Okay.
All right. You got the shower. You got to go use the office shower.
Fine. I'm good with
shower
that.
Shower cap. You got to walk down the hallway.
Hey, long as I don't have to take a poop in the cup, and I'm good.
You got the, this is a Leroy special, the beer vendor. You got to vend beer and hot dogs in the office. People are going to love us here. And then finally, we got the Antonio Brown. You got to do cryotherapy?
Cryotherapy.
So that's what's coming up.
Did you try to say?
I was thinking Cairo. I don't know what I was doing there. But anyway, that's coming up a little
bit.
Just
read the top text. Just get it out of your system.
Keep tuned to.
No, that's not. See, now, look, don't tell me when to deliver my line.
We're not a piano bar for you. But yeah, that's coming up after the show. Keep looking for that on the Ticket Miami on Instagram, 7i the Ticket on Facebook, and 7i the Ticket on Twitter. You guys will see what landed on the dartboard of doom. We normally do it live on the show, but we're not allowed to yet. It's still too tight-lipped over here, and
corporate's back in town, so.
And security's in town. So yeah. I don't want to ruffle feathers and throw darts.
Yeah,
in
we gotta wait a month or two.
So well, don't worry, things will loosen up.
Plus
around
we're
here.
Plus, we're just learning that our doors have double secret locks on them for mass shooting situations.
I thought Leroy was just pulling them. But I thought he was doing the wrong thing.
No, there's really a thing.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what to tell you, man. But yeah, it was absolutely insane. By the way, Leroy, I just have to say this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that you want to go through this thing and you want to say that Ndamukong Suh is not a whiffer, but he's a whiffer. And you're going to see it this week because is he going to play? Is he going to have the guts to take on his former team? Because Ryan Fitzpatrick has the guts. He's going up against his former team. This is
for the love of God.
This is a tri-revenge.
Beasley told you Fitzpatrick doesn't care.
Nah, he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
Then why do we bring him on as a Dolphins expert?
Well, I mean, I respect his opinion as far as like the football decisions are concerned and all that stuff. Like, I didn't like the fact that, you know, he disagreed with basically all of my points, like the Allen Hurns stuff. But I don't think he doesn't know about that revenge petty factor. I'm telling you, it's a thing.
Yeah, because he's a journalist, not team petty.
I'm a journalist too.
Oh gosh,
I'm a journalist too. I got things. Who broke the Hurricane starting quarterback story today?
Actually, Laz in IT. He texted it to me yesterday.
No.
Yeah.
Was it on the air for public consumption? Then there's no risk. He's not putting his credibility to it.
No, he said, "I listen. I got word from practice.
I'm linking my credibility to it.
Okay.
Based on Instagram posts." And if you're not going to come out full force
first of
like
all,
that.
How much credibility do you have in the first place?
A ton. Ton. Who broke the Python story this week? Me. Before it got to the Miami Herald or got to Local 10, who told you that real Tarzan got into a fight with a Python guy? Me. Why? I'm a journalist. And I got into the underbelly of the reptiles, which I didn't know was a thing, but now I'm glad I do know it's a thing. I'm telling you, man. It's all there.
Hey, this is what happens when you take some time off.
Problem?
You come back even more.
Yeah, you are not well after a long weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I feel super refreshed. It's exciting. We got football.
Did you practice any of these hot takes on your kids first?
No, my kids practice hot takes on me.
Really?
Yeah. Did you see my daughter, little mini Macho Marlins man?
Do you use any of your kids' hot takes?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because some of them.
We'll do shows. Like, my daughter likes doing sports talk shows. Like, she likes to call people bums, too. It's fun.
That's going to go well in the second grade.
Yeah. Listen, if you're a teacher, don't get boxed in. All right? She'll get you. You got to keep it.
She's going to get sent home one day, and the teacher's going to say, I had to kick her out. She kept boxing me in.
That's okay. But I'm in charge of teacher-parent meetings because they don't want to bias with my wife because she's a teacher. So they send me in, and I'm going to have to review with the teacher. And if the teacher gets boxed in, the teacher gets boxed in. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you want to send home and you want to give extra homework, I'm going to hit the teacher with you. All right, you were boxed in. Or I'll hit her with a -1. I don't care. You think I care? You think I won't tell the teacher that they got -1?
You're married, right?
Yeah.
You care.
No. But you got to understand.
And your wife's a teacher.
Yeah, but in lies my point. You can't have her there. She sways the jury professionally. So
who cares if the jury swayed? That dims the brakes.
No.
That's what you married into.
I know. But if you're going to have a proper parent-teacher meeting, you can't have any bias when it comes from the teacher side, only the parent side. That's fair is fair. I'm the representation for the 7-year-old in this case.
That doesn't seem like a good
thing. That is scary.
Seems like a horrible idea.
You should not be representing any of our youth.
Why?
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 Not even my own?
No.
I mean, I guess by law you have to.
I mean, you have permission to, but you really shouldn't.
Right. Does your wife, make the sign of the cross when you leave with the kids?
No, I'm great. I'm a great dad.
I heard one of your kids yelling, bum ass elephant.
Wait till you see Serengeti. He's got a different opinion.
No, you take him to Lion Country Safari and they're mocking the animals.
I don't know what to tell you, man. Listen, okay. I just do the best I can raising these kids in this hard knock life, you know?
All right. I got you.
That's a win. That's a loss tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.